Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2289, How to Save on Gas an Amazing 45% by Gordon Stein of CashflowCookbook.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best money blogs on the planet. So with that, let's get right into today's reading and start optimizing your life. How to Save on Gas an Amazing 45% by Gordon Stein of CashflowCookbook.com. Everyone is looking for a way to save on gas. That's a big change in the last year. Back in 2020, in the middle of the COVID calamity, the world appeared to be ending. Everything was shuttered, traffic disappeared. With no demand, oil prices plunged and then dropped to negative values. Oil storage tanks were filled to the brim, and there was no place to store the stuff. We never got to the point where gas stations were paying people to fill their cars, but we weren't far from it. Since then, the COVID restrictions lifted and people started traveling. The highways filled, oil demand returned. Then Ukraine was invaded and global oil supplies dropped. Prices soared and we're all facing price pressure at the pumps. Is there a way to really save on gas? The usual approaches to save on gas. Yes, you can get a gas loyalty card to save about 5 cents a gallon. That's about 1.4%. If you drive 15,000 miles and your vehicle gets 25 miles per gallon, you buy about 600 gallons a year. At $3.50 per gallon, your gasoline spend is $2,100 a year. Saving 1.4% of that will put an extra $29 in your pocket each year. Huh. Another option is to get a gas retailer credit card or a card that offers decent rewards on gas purchases. The best of them will offer savings of about 5%. On $2,000 a year of gas purchases, that's still only about $100 per year. A bolder move would be to sell your fossil burner and move to an electric vehicle. Over the longer term, we will all be driving electric. In the short term, ranges are limited, costs are high, and adding a home charging station tacks on another $1,500 or so. Finally, you could do a downsize on your vehicle and move to something more fuel efficient. If recently added a vehicle, the switching costs could be high. If you have an older vehicle and it's time to replace it, that may not be a bad idea. But all of these ideas offer either paltry savings or a major change to deal with. Is there a simpler way to save on gas? Is there a gas savings device or a petroleum potion? Google gas saving devices and your screen will light up with all manner of marvels. Secret sauces to pour down your fuel intake, little widgets that are easy to install that promise an extra 20% of fuel economy. Some claim to aerate the fuel, improve the ignition, or otherwise magically reduce gas consumption. One even plugs into your cigarette lighter socket and claims to help stabilize, increase power, accelerate engine starting, increase brake sensitivity, improve engine efficiency and power performance. Wow! All from something that you plug into your lighter socket. An engineering marvel. Consumer Reports did a review of a number of these gas-saving devices, and they found that they don't work. No real surprises there. Car companies have thousands of engineers tinkering tirelessly, pun intended, to to wring out every bit of fuel economy. Their stakes are high, edging out the competition, driving sales, and staying ahead of national fuel economy standards. Are they likely to be edged out by an Amazon seller promising better gas mileage by defying the laws of physics? I think not. The gas-saving idea that saves 45% on your fuel. On to the big stuff. An idea that I recently tested that actually works and lets you save on gas, really, as in saving an actual 45% on gas. With nothing to buy, no cars to trade in, no need to spin wrenches, get your hands dirty, or crawl underneath your car. In fact, everything you need, you already have. Specifically, the chunk below your right ankle. Yep, your foot. Turns out it could change your fuel economy. A lot. By far the easiest and best way to save on gas. The experiment. Living in Cleveland with friends and family in Toronto offers lots of opportunities to catch up on podcasts, admire the scenery, and eat road food. Given that the terrain is flat and there's minimal traffic, it also offered a perfect opportunity to do some real-world fuel economy testing. On one such trip, I reset my fuel economy gauge, dialed my cruise control to my customary 75 miles per hour, and drove for exactly 1 hour and clocked in my fuel economy at 28.3 miles per gallon in my Honda CR-V AWD Touring Edition. For the next hour, I repeated the process at 70 miles per hour with a result of 38 miles per gallon. For the final hour, I dropped down to 65 miles per hour, got past quite a bit, but managed a remarkable 41.1 miles per gallon. I had Siri take notes on everything, then checked it out once I got back to my office. As we slow down from 75 to 65, the fuel economy improves from 28.3 to 41.1, a difference of 45%. Along the way, I improved my safety and lowered the wind noise in the cabin. My Canadian friends can convert the miles per gallon to kilometers per hour, but the bottom line stays the same, a remarkable 45% difference and a real way to save on gas. But what if I actually need to get there? Cruising at 65 miles per hour seems a bit sleepy. On Highway 90 along the southern shore of Lake Erie, the speed limit is 70 miles per hour. So at 65, you're a touch below the limit and down to a relative crawl in the slow lane. Made me feel a bit aged beyond my years. And what if you actually need to get somewhere? Wouldn't it take forever traveling at just 65 miles per hour? Well, on a 30-mile commute, the difference in slowing from 75 to 70 miles per hour is just 2 minutes. And another 2 minutes to slow down to 65 miles per hour. Most of us fritter away those 4 minutes and then some. The average American watches 28 hours of TV a week or 4 hours a day. No, the 4 minutes doesn't really matter. In conclusion, maybe it's time to slow down a bit as a powerful way to save on gas. If 10 miles per hour seems like too big of a drop, try 5 or 6 miles per hour as a start. Like any habit, give yourself some time to adjust. At these slower speeds, you can enjoy a quieter ride, more time for a good podcast, or a stimulating conversation, reduced maintenance, a safer trip, and of course, more cash in the bank. As your savings pile up, be sure to use them to pay down debts or increase your investment contributions. You just listened to the post titled, How to Save on Gas, an Amazing 45%, by Gordon Stein of CashflowCookbook.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I thought this article was a good reminder that the way you drive influences the cost of driving more significantly than you might think. But if you really want to decrease the cost of transportation, which for most people is costing them $10,000 per year, the key is to set up your life to drive less. While I do own a car, I bought it for $6,000 cash 5 years ago, and I barely drive it. I maybe fill my tank once every month or every other month, so this isn't an expense I think about all that much. But if I was concerned about this expense, I would absolutely consider buying an e-bike. Kevin Ha, also known as the Financial Panther, made a very compelling argument on the Economy Conference stage about the incredible benefits of commuting on an e-bike. The return on investment far exceeds anything you will see from the stock market or investing in real estate. He lives in Minneapolis, has two small children, and does most of his getting around on an e-bike. In his talk, he addresses all the common objections around bike commuting, including not wanting to get sweaty, having too far of a commute, transporting groceries and children, biking in the winter, and the safety concerns. Kevin is a retired lawyer, and it shows. He's a great example of an attorney using their powers of persuasion for good. If you're even a little bit curious, check out his speech right now on the Economy Conference YouTube channel. That brings us to the end for today, though. Thanks so much for listening all the way through, and I'll catch you tomorrow on our next episode, where your optimal life awaits.